If you walk into Legal Services of Greater Miami on a weekday morning, there are rows of brown plastic chairs filled with people looking for help.
We are in a very, very difficult time right now.
That's Deputy Director Margaret Zarin.
It's an unprecedented time of great need by many vulnerable people in our community.
Great need at a time when money for legal services has been shrinking. Governor Rick Scott vetoed funding for 3 years in a row, and grants have dried up. So Florida Legal Services, the parent organization for local service providers, will ask the Florida Bar Association if lawyers can chip in more. $100 more a year. Ken Spooler is director of Florida Legal Services. He acknowledges that lawyers already contribute time and money.
On the other hand, they have a professional responsibility to ensure there is access to our legal system.
But Florida Bar President Eugene Pettis thinks lawyers are taking on enough of that responsibility.
I can tell you every corner of this state that I cross, I hear lawyers struggling to make ends meet as well.
He says legal services need to look for other sources of funding, like corporations, instead of asking more of already tapped resources. On the way out of her office, Margaret Zarin points to a graph which shows that Legal Services of Greater Miami has been getting more from private funders. It just hasn't made up for shrinking funds elsewhere. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.